The For the People Act faces a tense partisan fight in the Senate. The act would strike down hurdles to voting, require more financial disclosure from political donors and presidential candidates, restrict partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts, and bolster election security. Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is chair of the Senate Rules Committee, which held a hearing on the act.
At its core, the For the People Act is about three simple ideas: making voting easier, getting big money out of politics, and strengthening ethics rules.
The For the People Act is considered the antithesis to Republican efforts underway to stifle voting rights. Since the November election, which former President Donald Trump claims was stolen through voter fraud, Republicans in 43 states have advanced 253 laws restricting voter access. These measures would limit mail voting, cut hours at polling places, and impose restrictions that Democrats argue amount to the greatest assault on voting rights since the Jim Crow era. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California says there is no evidence of the widespread election fraud these bills claim to combat.
Voter fraud in America is exceedingly rare. Study after study, investigation after investigation, report after report shows that. And anybody with evidence or proof to the contrary needs to step up and bring it forward.
Senator Padilla says the For the People Act is necessary to create a fair and uniform baseline for election law. But Republicans object that a federal standard will undermine the right of states to oversee their own elections and that the bill is merely a Democratic grab for power. They say the bill will limit states' ability to conduct necessary purges, like removing deceased individuals from voter rolls, and that its automatic voter registration provision will enroll undocumented immigrants.
But it's not just illegal aliens.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
This bill is designed to get criminals to vote. A great many states across this country prohibit felons from voting. This bill strikes down all those laws. So apparently the Democrats have determined that if millions of illegal aliens get to vote, if millions of criminals get to vote, that that will benefit Democrats because they understand that criminals and illegal aliens are much, much more likely to vote for Democrats.
Senator Cruz is referring to the bill's provision to restore voting rights to individuals who have completed a prison sentence, although it would not permit incarcerated people to vote. Rights advocates say that Black Americans are disproportionately disenfranchised by a combination of racially biased sentencing laws and state laws which deny former felons the right to vote. The ACLU reports that 37% of disenfranchised voters are Black. The For the People Act would also restrict racial and partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts by requiring the district lines be drawn by independent commissions. Currently, Republican lawmakers who maintain control in many state governments are poised to redraw the majority of district lines before the 2022 midterm elections. Some experts say that this alone could lead to Republicans regaining control of the House of Representatives. Here's Michael Waldman, president of the Brennan Center for Justice, testifying at the Senate hearing.
The rules in this bill don't just affect right now, as we know, because redistricting happens every 10 years, and it's going to begin in a few months around the country. If there are abusive redistricting practices and unfair maps that are drawn, those can lock in a bad system, can lock in advantage for much of a decade.
The For the People Act faces unified Republican opposition on the Senate floor, where it is projected to be dead on arrival unless Democrats act to change the filibuster rules. For now, Democrats have suggested that they will instead move forward with the legislation, forcing Republicans to go on the record in opposition. I'm Catherine Monahan, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.